welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. It's a joy to be able to meet with you again as we lift up the name of Jesus, that name which is above every name. Are you able to thank God today for your blessings? David said, "What shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits unto me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord." And Lord, we call upon you today. You've given us a cup of life, a cup of salvation that is brimming over. You said, Father, in Psalm 23, our cup runs over. Father, you have and are able to supply exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. And so, Father, right now, today, in the name of Jesus, I pray in behalf of the listening audience, Father, those that have special burdens on their heart, those that are in need, those that need healing, those that need to hear a word from you, those that need wisdom and guidance, those that need the work of the enemy destroyed, coming against them and in the lives of their loved ones. Father, I thank you for the power and authority you've given us, for we rebuke in the name of Jesus the work of the enemy. Lord, you said, resist the devil and he will flee from before you. And right now, Father, corporately, I join with brothers and sisters and we rebuke and we resist the work of the enemy. We are submitted to you, Father. And Father, I pray that one day every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. But Father, right now I pray for everyone who is listening. Lord, there may be some new listeners. God, I ask for them to have their needs met. That Lord, let us feel your presence regardless of where they are, in that automobile, in their home, preparing to go to bed for the night, all the things that we can be involved with in our daily lives. Father, I pray that your presence and your anointing shall come upon them. And Father, they shall know of a surety, without a shadow of a doubt, that their God is with them. You will not fail them. You won't forsake them. You are with them and you are our rock, our shield, and our high tower. I thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, Lord, minister to the needs of your people. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, I am as near as your heartbeat. Every prayer that you have prayed to me have I heard, and lo, I am moving, yes, moving in ways that you cannot understand, that you cannot see now, but in my perfect timing and in my will and in my way, you shall see the answer come forth as you wait upon me and as you were faithful and as you praise me. You shall know that I shall strengthen you. I will give you wisdom. I will teach your hands to fight, your fingers to war in the battle that you are facing, and you shall know that you shall not be defeated. You walk into battle not alone, but I, the Lord your God, am with you, and every knee shall bow, says the Lord. There is no force, no demon in hell, no person on the face of the earth that can withstand the very glory and majesty and power of the living God. And so this day, be encouraged. I am for you, says the Lord. I am with you, and I shall make a way through those troubled waters. I shall cause the crooked ways to be made straight. And you shall see with your own eyes why I have dealt thusly with you, and you shall be able to rejoice, and the praise on your lips shall be full as you shall see the goodness of the Lord manifested in your life. Fear not and faint not, for the Lord would speak to you this day, and he would touch you by the hand of his anointing, that you may know of a surety through the eye of faith and through the witness of the Spirit in your own spirit, in your your own heart that you shall not be defeated, for I wield a battle axe in your behalf, and I shall cause the forces of hell to be driven back, and you shall see the very glory of the Lord. I will surround you with songs of deliverance, and you shall praise me, for great shall be the moving of the Spirit of the Lord in your life, says your God. Thank you, Father. Lord, thank you for your anointing, the anointing I feel on this broadcast. I bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Amen and amen. Well, it's a blessing to be able to minister to you. And with the Lord's help, we're going to continue on in a message that I began last week, and we were talking about the ministry of the prophets and the gift of prophecy. And if you walk with the Lord any length of time, and if you read your Bible, you know Ephesians talks about fivefold ministry, and he gave some apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers for the work of the ministry. He has anointed leadership, not for the work of the ministry. He's anointed ministry to be able to raise up and edify and strengthen and teach the body of Christ. So together we do the work of the ministry. And beloved, you have a position in the body of Christ that no one else can fulfill. And God's hand is on your life. Every single person God has a destiny for, he's got a unique and special calling. And furthermore, whom God calls, he qualifies. In other words, whatever he's asking you to do, he will give you the ability, the talents, the gifts, all that is required. He will give you the ability to be a yielded vessel in his hand. And our job, well, our job is, as John the Baptist said, not only to say, prepare ye the way of the Lord, because Jesus is coming soon, but that he must increase and we must decrease. Praise God. Well, beloved, the word of the Lord is alive today. The Lord is quickening the Holy Scriptures, and he's speaking through the voice of many prophets. The voice of prophecy is again being heard in our land, and the prophets are being brought forth, some of no reputation, but known of God, and they are fulfilling their part in preparing the bride for their heavenly bridegroom. God is raising up a people to be the bride of Christ, and she's not going to be ignorant of the things of God. She's not going to be malnourished and beaten and defeated and muddy. She's going to be glorious in her beauty and power. She'll be fully clothed with wedding garments, the garment of salvation, the robe of righteousness, the garment of praise, the armor of God, and also those spiritual weapons which God has given to us, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, that he desires his people to be endued with power from on high, to be filled with the Spirit. The sword is the word of God, which is made sharp by the very anointing of the Holy Spirit. He's able to give us a rhema word for exactly what and when we need it. The Holy Spirit is revealing his word through fivefold ministry. And so the fivefold ministry that I've been talking about, the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teachers, they were given special giftings or abilities from Christ to perfect, equip, and mature the saints. God has anointed leadership to be able to bring into reality the manifest sons of God. All of creation is groaning and travailing, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. And so what I'd like to do in the time we have ahead on this broadcast and as long as the Lord would direct, we have to understand some certain things. The importance of the Logos, what rhema is, and more importantly than anything else, we are a prophetic ministry. Brother Glass began this ministry in 1965, and he emphasized nothing was more important than the Word of God. In fact, our logo is the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world. So the Bible, the written word of God that God has given to us from holy men of old, and he's preserved through scribes over the centuries, faithfully preserving it, even in the Dark Ages. I remember I saw a really fascinating documentary once that the Irish monks were the ones faithful in copying the scriptures when Europe was being overrun by the barbarian hordes. And so the Bible is God's word to us. We can be certain of that. And there are many ways we can definitely know that, but I'm not going to take that time right now. I trust if you walk with the Lord, you totally affirm and agree with me. The Bible is contained in 66 books and is canonized, and it's the prophetic word of God, the Holy Bible. Holy men of old agreed that this was the inspired, inerrant word of God. And it's perfect. It's all sufficient. It's complete to bring the revelation of God that we can comprehend and appropriate for this time in which we're living. Nothing can be added to this prophetic communication from God, and nothing can be subtracted from the Bible. And so as we read in Revelation, there are specific warnings against those who would add to or detract from the word of God, the word of that prophecy. And all the Bible really is all prophecy, even though they've got historical books and books of poetry. It's all a description of the Lord Jesus Christ. The word of prophecy given today, if it is given as the gift of prophecy or the utterance of from the apostle, the office of the apostle, it must be in full agreement and accord with the Spirit as well as the context of the Bible. Well, my time has just flown on this broadcast, and we will continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I pray that you'll be able to be with me at the same time. We're heard every day, Monday through Friday, on this station. And if you should miss a broadcast, I invite you to go to unveilchrist.org. You can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. But as is my usual practice, I never close a broadcast without inviting those who are listening, because this is a ministry of prayer and correspondence, very sacred part of UCM and has always been. I invite you to write. You may have never written a media ministry. If you feel the anointing and prompting of the Holy Spirit, I urge you in the name of Jesus to respond, because he has a purpose and he has a reason for it. I love you, and I want you to know, UCM partners, I'm so grateful for you. I pray every day for you as well as for my radio family. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.